Lesson 2, International Commitments and Enforcement Mechanisms. When you complete this lesson, you will be able to understand 1, the mechanisms used to enforce international human rights treaties, 2, non-treaty-based mechanisms for international standards, and 3, the impact of non-treaty-based mechanisms on Iran. Mechanisms of enforcement. There are 4 main enforcement mechanisms used by the UN to aid in implementation and ensure that states are abiding by the treaties, conventions, and protocols to which they have become members. These include, 1, treaty-based human rights committees, 2, charter-based human rights council, 3, charter-based universal periodic review, and 4, charter-based special procedures. We will now discuss these 4 enforcement mechanisms in greater detail, starting with treaty-based human rights committees. Treaty-based human rights committees are the committees of independent experts that monitor the implementation of the core international human rights treaties. This is done primarily by reviewing the implementation reports submitted by states. In addition, committees receive information from other organizations, such as non-governmental organizations, national human rights institutions, and other UN entities, either through oral or written reports. Based on this process, the committees adopt what are known as concluding observations, which refer to the positive elements of a state's implementation of the treaty and the areas where the committee recommends the state take further action. As briefly mentioned in Lesson 1, there are 10 human rights treaty committees that monitor the implementation of the core international human rights treaties. Of the treaties monitored by the 10 committees, Iran has acceded to half of them. These include, 1, the Human Rights Committee. The Human Rights Committee is the body of independent experts that monitors implementation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights by member states. Iran has not acceded to the 2 additional protocols of the covenant regarding the establishment of a complaint mechanism for the ICCPR, Protocol 1, and the abolition of the death penalty, Protocol 2. 2, the Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. This committee was established by the Economic and Social Council to monitor implementation of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights by member states. Iran has not acceded to the additional protocols of the covenant regarding the establishment of a complaint and inquiry mechanism. 3, the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. The Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination is the body of independent experts that monitors implementation of the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination by member states. Iran has not acceded to the additional protocol of the convention regarding individual petitions. 4, the Committee on the Rights of the Child. The Committee on the Rights of the Child is the body of 18 independent experts that monitors implementation of the Convention on the Rights of the Child by member states. Iran has acceded to the 2 optional protocols of the Convention regarding the protection of children from involvement in armed conflicts, Protocol 1, and from sexual exploitation, Protocol 2. 5, the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. This committee is the body of independent experts that monitors implementation of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities by states' parties. Iran has not acceded to the 2 optional protocols of the convention regarding the committee's authority to examine individual complaints with regard to alleged violations of the convention by states that are party to the protocol. Iran has not acceded to the following human rights treaty committees: the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, the Committee Against Torture, the Subcommittee on Prevention of Torture, the Committee on Migrant Workers, and the Committee on Enforced Disappearances. Another enforcement mechanism is the Human Rights Council. The council was established by the UN General Assembly in 2006 to replace the Commission on Human Rights. The council is an intergovernmental body within the UN system made up of 47 member states responsible for the promotion and protection of human rights around the world. The term of each seat is 3 years, and no state can occupy a seat for more than 2 consecutive terms. The General Assembly, via a two-thirds majority, can suspend the rights and privileges of any council member that it decides has persistently committed gross and systematic violations of human rights during its term of membership. The third enforcement mechanism we will discuss is the Universal Periodic Review, or the UPR for short. UPR involves the review of the human rights records of all UN member states. This is a member-driven process where each state can declare what actions it has taken to improve the human rights situations in its country, as well as its fulfillment of human rights obligations. The process is based on an interactive dialogue with the state under review and is intended to complement, not duplicate, the work of the treaty bodies. Reviews are conducted by the UPR Working Group, which consists of all 47 members of the Human Rights Council. However, any UN member state can take part in the discussion with the reviewed states. Each state review is assisted by groups of 3 other states, known as Troikas, who serve as rapporteurs. Reviews are based on information provided by the state under review, information contained in the reports of independent human rights experts and groups known as the special procedures, human rights treaty bodies, and other UN entities, and information from other stakeholders, including national human rights institutions and non-governmental organizations. Non-governmental organizations and other civil society actors can submit information to a working group and add it to the other stakeholders' report considered during the review. NGOs can also attend the UPR working group sessions and can make statements at the regular session of the Human Rights Council when the outcome of the state reviews are considered. After the first review by the working group, the state is responsible for implementing recommendations listed in the final report. The UPR ensures that all countries are accountable for progress or failure in implementing these recommendations. During the second review, the state is expected to provide information on what it has been doing to implement the recommendations made during the first review. The last major enforcement mechanism we will review is the Special Procedures Mechanism of the Human Rights Council. Special procedures are independent human rights experts who are mandated to report and advise on human rights from a thematic or country-specific perspective. The procedures cover all human rights, civil, cultural, economic, political, and social. Currently, there are 14 country mandates and 37 thematic mandates. Special procedures are either an individual called special rapporteur or independent expert, or a working group composed of 5 members, with 1 from each of the 5 United Nations regional groupings: Africa, Asia, Latin America and the Caribbean, Eastern Europe, and the Western Group. The rapporteurs are required to report and make recommendations to the Human Rights Council and, where relevant to their mandates, to the General Assembly, and in some cases to the Security Council. One of the advantages of special procedures is their ability to quickly respond to any allegation of ongoing human rights violations, anywhere and anytime. Non-treaty-based standards. In addition to international standards developed and agreed upon through treaties, conventions, and protocols, there are also non-treaty-based standards. They are supervisory mechanisms not based on legally binding human rights treaty obligations and are usually referred to as declarations or principles. One of the goals of non-treaty-based standards is to lay the groundwork for ratification of a treaty with similar subject matter and prepare states to take on stronger commitments at a later stage. While they are not legally binding, human rights declarations adopted by the United Nations General Assembly, they have considerable authority because they are developed by experts in international law, negotiated at length by states, and often adopted by consensus of all members of the United Nations. Some declarations come to be considered, in whole or in part, customary international law.